This is the regular meeting of the Improvements Committee of the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District for April 2nd, 2024. We are called to order. Next item on the agenda is the Improvements Staff Report with the CIP Matrix.
I just have an updated CIP matrix for you, keeping track of the projects, and I just wanted to know if there's any questions about format or any percentages or values. Magnifying glass.
Yeah, it's
We should print these out 11 by 17.
Okay, I'll print it out 11 by 17 next time.
Or even just a legal size, because it will open.
It'll make it bigger.
It'll open up that way. Well, this looks like everything that I wanted to see. Marty, you had something last time that you wanted to add.
Oh, last time we talked, we said eventually we're going to get what's in the reserve fund to pay for all this stuff.
Totals.
But that's a ways off, I imagine. But on this particular project, on the Granleys, it looks like we're coming in pretty well with regard to how much we spent. Irrespective of what's in the fund, the budgeting process is working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And depending on action that the board takes, this project will revise the total estimate for completion.
Seventy% complete on the water plan. I guess what we're saying is there's 30% cost less left to complete all of the meetings and whatnot.
Well, the estimated percent complete is how. Or where I feel that the project is as far as completion.
Oh, okay.
You have your...
And then the percentage complete is right around 70%. So
yeah.
That makes sense. What is it that we've spent on security cameras in the current year? What are we doing there?
I think we've been working with trying to remember the name of the company. They're they were working with the Marietta Gardens, because I believe they wanted to get their camera moved. And so I think we're...
OHO Technologies.
Yes, OHO Technologies.
Yeah, I think we're still working with them.
We haven't completed that project.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
I'm sure I would
have. I'll have to get with Mimi and see where we are with the status on that.
All right, anything, Marty?
No.
All right, looks good to me. I like the format, just
great.
A little bit bigger. A little bigger font would be good. Hurts my head to try and focus.
Well, we'll either give you 11x14 or a big magnifying glass.
Okay. Granley's raw water intake improvement bid results.
Okay, I must admit I was surprised to see the amount of bids that came in yesterday. We had a public bid opening where Amelia and I opened the bids and read out the bids. And according to those results, we have apparent low bidder, NMI Industrial Holdings Incorporated, well under, or I should say 30% lower than the engineer's estimate for the project. The next step is I have reviewed the bid to make sure all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed, and include everything they're supposed to include. And I have our district engineer also reviewing the bids just to get a second set of eyes before we move forward. But I believe that unless I've missed something, this is ready to, if the improvements committee wants to move this forward to the board for consideration, I will submit a notice of intent to award to the contractor. And at that board meeting, if the board approves of that project, we'll contract with the contractor and provide an official notice of award.
Do we have a fee proposal from Domenicelli to do construction supervision?
Yeah, that's in the original contract for design.
Oh, okay.
So we're...
You know what that's worth?
I think it's... Might be able to see it on here.
What's up?
No, it's combined. And I think it's like $80,000 for the design, and we haven't used very much of that. We've probably used...
I mean...
We've used about $31,000 out of the $80,000 contract. So there'll be some left for construction. We're going to do a lot of the construction management ourselves. We have an inspector that we use.
Yeah, but if there's issues with the design, he'll do it.
Yeah, of course, we've got design services during construction, for sure.
Okay.
I'll be doing submittal review, but they'll also be reviewing that as well. And then if there's any issues that come up, there's funds already contracted to take care of that.
So if we pay the contractor this $486,000, the additional project costs are what? The total project cost?
Oh.
Would left to pay? This is what?
Well, what we have... we have some environmental work that's going to be done as part of the Domenicelli contract. So we're going to probably be bringing a categorical exemption to the board for approval, I think, in April or potentially May. And then the other permitting work that needs to be done. Other than that, it's just going to be the remainder of the district engineer's contract. Mm. This 46.5, any additional... If a change order crops up for some unforeseen condition, and then just our staff time.
Okay.
So we requested a bid bond as part of the bid package?
Yes.
Just curious, do we know who the surety is for NMI Industrial Holdings?
Yes. Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland is the surety.
Did we restrict what kind of contractors could bid this thing?
They look like a mechanical contractor. The name is NMI Industrial Holdings. They do a lot of metal work, which, you know, a large percentage of this work is metal work. There was also alternate bids for instead of stripping the beams and recoating to galvanize the beams, there might be a savings there. So they've submitted a bid for an alternate bid for galvanizing the beams instead. But I have to see what that would result in when we have our first meeting. There was also an alternate bid for bypassing the Grand Lease 4 Bay if the CIA needs water. However, I don't think we'll have to pay for that because I have an idea to utilize the CIA's water right, pump water into Clementia, and then from Clementia release it within 30 days back into the ditch effectively. So we'll pre-pump the CIA water in before the project starts, then release it for them so we don't have to pay for the, I think it's like $2,000 a day for the pump or something like that. So, but we have it in case, you know, we're not able to do that for whatever reason, that bid has been submitted as an alternate.
That bypasses the canal for a while?
So, here's our four bay and our pumps. Here's the CIA ditch. Clementia. So we just pump up to Clementia ahead of time, and we can keep that water stored in there for 30 days based on the water right, their water right. And then we've got an access point from Clementia to the CIA ditch.
Is that right? On this side of the river?
It's on
the other side?
North, yeah. Yep. North. And the nice thing about it is we don't have to pay the pumping fee. We can still keep the farmers, you know, we're going to provide the 10 acre feet per day, which I think is more than enough. One of the things we'll do is we won't put the boards on Clementia, and we're going to start. You get with Travis, we're going to start feeding the golf course with Clementia water to provide enough room. Also does this, it's really good for us to demonstrate use going on in Clementia, even if it's for non-potable. The best use to demonstrate would be for potable water, but we're not there yet. So we can at least demonstrate use of potable water while we're in our permit process for our water rights. So it kind of helps us out in a couple of ways. Mm-hmm. I actually would be a proponent for utilizing a little bit of Clementia every year because we have well over 1,000 acre feet stored up in our bank of water that we've pumped there. We should start using it and demonstrate that use. So when they finally get around to finalizing our permits, they'll say, oh, they're actually using the water, so we'll grant them that permit. If we don't use it ever, there's a possibility they can say, well, they don't need it, someone else needs it.
Does the ditch people know that we're doing this job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I've asked them, hey, how much water do you guys need?
Where is the outlet from Clementia to the CIA ditch? Is it just below the intake structure? Is it? I'm trying to picture it.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head. I know it's there. I just don't know an exact location. It's further down. It's nowhere near the intake structure.
So these recent rains, have they filled up Clementia?
Yeah, Clementia's full. So that's part
so
of the...
So to pump into it, we would need to put up the boards?
Yes, and utilize some of the capacity prior to doing the job. I imagine us, I really want to push to do this job closer to July. Even when the flows drop down quite a bit, we'll have more room in Clementia. We'll utilize a significant amount for golf course, make room, and then put the boards in between. I mean, we're looking at a 30-day bypass, so 300 acre feet. So I think we can get that. We're going to get that. We'll give them 30 days. I mean, in the contract, it says you have 30 days once you start to get it done.
Are there liquidated damages?
Yeah, there is. I think it's $1,000 a day after November 1. That's because that's when we start pumping. So they should be, I mean, they should really be done in 30 days. I think the biggest issue is going to be their procurement. So that may put us in July anyways, getting some of the parts and pieces in the gates, the new gates that need to be in there. So I think that's going to be the big deal, is just getting all the equipment. And then however long it takes to have the beams galvanized, if we have them galvanized, or however long it takes to strip them in the code.
Okay, and there's something, while that work is being done, there's something in the contract that makes the contractor liable for safety and protecting the site and keeping people out.
There should be. This is our standard. We've been using this, and this has been blessed by our attorney. So I imagine there's probably all kinds of liability items.
I think that might, well, as long as the pumps aren't running, I guess the liability isn't huge, but still, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's always ways to get hurt at a construction site, and
I know.
The tough thing about that site is it's like it's really almost impossible to keep people off of that site.
Okay. So you're asking us to direct you to issue a notice of intent to award and bring the contract before the board to consider the approval of the contract. Any objections, Martin?
No.
Me either. So such shall be the order.
Unless you had something additional.
Were there addendums during the process?
There were. I have a list right here if you'd like to see them. We just had two major addendums, several things on them. One of them being we did some lead testing because someone asked about lead in the paint.
Was there lead in the paint?
There was some lead in the, not in the beams, but there was lead in some of the handholds, the railings. So we just decided to say, just remove the railings and put new railings in. It's cheaper than...
So they need a lead plan and all of everything that goes along with hazardous waste.
Yeah, they're just going to be pulling it out, taking it off site. No one's going to be sanding anything.
It's not that easy, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like asbestos. You bag it, you remove it, right. Fill out a form, pay a fine. There was also some additional information about the electrical at our pump station in case they wanted to, tap into our electrical to use a bypass pump. Just a number of clarifications.
Is it going to be hard to make that site safe while they're fooling around with all this stuff they're doing?
make the site safe.
Yeah, so kids don't jump in the hole.
Yeah, I mean, they can put up construction fencing. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have any provisions for a night watchman. I can ask security to swing by, you know, in the evenings while we're, I can visit it a couple of times while we're in construction season.
But there won't be water in the hole, right?
There will not be, when you say the hole, you
the
mean...
The four bay?
Yeah, there should not be any water in there.
So it's not as dangerous?
Not as dangerous. People can still fall, crack their head open. Probably less dangerous without water in it.
Okay, so that's the staff report. No comments from the public. any other, Martin? Any?
Yes, so this is one we knocked off the list of this SB 170 stuff. Do we know which ones next, or are we going to do them all, do the other ones, or do we
know? Well, that's up to you guys. So we're all ready to go with the water plan.
Yeah.
And you're going to be at the meeting tomorrow for the 30% design mm-hmm. for the wastewater plan. With that one, we're marching forward with the disinfection improvements. We have the alternate bid planned for the actual contact ink improvements. The alternate bid will probably be much larger than the face bid on that project, given the scope.
This is the $836,000 total estimate project completion project.
Yes. And I bet you we'll be in there $650,000 by the time it's done.
So you think, is there money left over?
There'll be some money left over.
Before.
Or what was planned and budgeted.
Why is that?
Well, I don't think we're going to hit the $800,000 mark. I think I budgeted $822,000 for the year.
We haven't changed the project. It's just that you feel like it's going to cost less.
Now. It's coming in lower. Yeah, assuming that there's not some major change order, I think we're going to come in $150,000 less by the time it's all done.
So how do you decide what to do? Which one of these to do, or do we do them at all? That's
well,
the question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that the I would probably, after this project, I'd probably move towards the wastewater plant. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of those projects kind of support each other because it's using the same chemical. And so what we're doing is we're leveraging tank sizes and strengths
mm-hmm.
that both facilities kind of work together. So mm-hmm. you really want to do both of them. So I probably, if I had to lean more towards one than the other, the wastewater plant, just because some of our tanks are in really bad shape over there. And it's just a matter of time at some point when the tanks is going to blow, and then we have a good guess. So I'm hoping that we move that project forward fast enough where we can get the new tanks in.
Yes, sir. There's certainly not enough money to do both of them, is it?
Well, I don't know. There's not enough SB 170 money to do both.
Right. Okay. So
it's kind of like we're getting a 30% off tag from the government. And I am, looking at the way the bids came in. There was some talk that maybe people are looking for work. I don't know if that's been your experience, Randy, that one of the contractors that was out there says, yeah, I also rent out construction containers, and usually they're all gone by now. Mm-hmm. I've got a ton left, so that's an indication.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't say one way or the other. Highway work is is kind of its own entity. We run a different course than water work or commercial or anything else. We're on a different track.
You're kind of more on a legislative track, right?
We're on a gas tax track. If the governor doesn't steal our gas taxes away for his pet projects, then we'll be busy. If he does, then we won't.
We might consider, you know, if we can get some semblance of what we have in the bank, we might consider running the water plant because it's ready, just to see what comes in.
Is that the first design to be that's going to be ready?
Yeah, that design's ready.
Oh, that design's ready.
Put that up pretty soon.
Can that one be pared down?
Pared down.
Do less scope. Essentially, what we did on the wastewater treatment plant, we pared down the scope with the idea that maybe we'll just get the hypochlorite stuff going.
Yeah, the water plant's basically just hypochlorite. There's no big tank that needs replacing yet.
But that's...
I did put some, potentially plan some money for next year for the plant two, the under drain system needs to be rebuilt.
But. So on the wastewater treatment plant, you got $1.4 million.
$1.4 million just for the base.
Yeah.
That doesn't have the alternate bid for the contact tank. I put that in the CIP budget as a placeholder for next fiscal year, the whole thing, just to see, hey, this is...
We really can't do anything until Mark gives us his first guess on the budget, on the balances, right?
Completely understood. One of the things that...
And when is that?
I think midsummer, he was going to tell us, right?
I would imagine that we know to some extent, order of magnitude-wise, might not know the exact dollar amount.
That's what he said he's going to give us.
Yeah, but we probably have an order of magnitude amount, which is probably... Mm-hmm. All we need. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're gonna now that we're getting the lift stations caught up and some of these other projects, we should start turning our attention to some of our storm drain infrastructure. And the trick with that is it's all tax based. So we don't do rates for stormwater or drainage. We just have a drainage tax. So there's not a whole lot of money in that, from what I understand. But I think we need to start doing some strategic, because that did cause some road cost issues.
So what you're saying is that the what has to be done to the drainage system there isn't enough money in the drainage rate, so it's going to come out of the tax base, what we've been talking about.
Well, I mean, it's just that's the funding source for drainage is the drainage tax. That's the
drainage tax.
Yeah,
but there isn't going to be enough money in there.
Well, most likely not. But what we're going to want to do is, you know, try to surgically look at the very worst pipes. Do a project to support those pipes, and then buy some time. I think that's our next step. That, you know, the first step is like, okay, let's make our sewer lift stations resilient, so we're not having sewage spills. Let's look at the treatment plant, see what the needs are, and then let's start taking a look at drainage and seeing what we can do to not have any intermittent failures.
Well, replacing existing drainage would seem to come under the heading of infrastructure or
but there's no funding for it.
There's no funding, and
except independent capital improvements. Huh?
Yeah, you know, can we? You know, and this is a question that I need to answer. Can we utilize reserve funds, just regular reserve funds? that are funded by water and sewer, and I don't know that.
Oh, I see. I was heading towards using reserve funds, but there really isn't a reserve account in the drainage.
There is, but it's not funded very well because it's tax-based.
I got it.
So that's one of the questions that we might need to answer is, can we, if we had to, you know, because the last big drainage project that we did, I think it was, came up to like $400,000 or $500,000. It was that over about Lake 11 where we rerouted that drainage section. And we were able to pay, we were able to say, hey, that was mostly sewer related because of the recycled water leak.
Right.
We don't have that for some of these other areas.
Did you ever look into that drainage over there at Riverview? Do you know?
Yes, I'm actually heading over there in about an hour.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're going to meet with the site supervisor.
Oh, okay.
And there's some thought that we put that in, those culverts, or they put it in, we're supposed to maintain it, so we're going to go down there and see, because I guess there was some, before I got here, there was a kind of a deal to allow them to develop the park.
Yeah, I never heard that deal, but...
Yeah, I'm just finding this out now, and that those big drainage ponds, those are, there's not, they're not deeded to us yet.
Mm.
And so it's unclear who is supposed to be maintaining those. I think it's us, but I need to make sure, you know, I need to do the research and figure it out. And I think that cart path might be us. I'll find out. But it looks like one of the drains is clogged.
Do you think we had something to do with putting that detour in?
We might have.
Really?
Or RMA or someone. It was something about getting that park built.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, at the very least, we'll get the thing unplugged and then figure out who's supposed to do what.
So it might be plugged. That's why all that standing water is behind it?
Yeah, we think it's plugged.
Oh.
We think the culvert's sufficient, but we think that some weeds or something got stuck. Because it's worked every other year.
There's a lot of nasty stuff in there to plug it.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go up on site.
Okay.
In about an hour, try to figure it out.
So yesterday at the RMA Maintenance Committee meeting, Troy was saying he's chomping at the bit to get at those midge flies in Laguna Joaquin.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't until the water stops going over the weir, right? Is that correct?
I thought he was by already.
No. He said that you told him he couldn't do it until the water stopped going over the weir.
Yeah, and then I gave him the move forward. I mean, it was just dribbling out of the valve. I'm like, just go do it. Okay. I thought he did it.
No, he's waiting.
Because
last week when it rained, the water started going back over the weir.
Oh, I see.
And now there's rain in the forecast again.
I thought he took care of that last
Wednesday
week.
And Thursday. But he's...
I'll get with him.
They're not asking for any money from the sir.
That's great.
No, he's got $16,000 in his budget that takes care of the chemicals for the program that he wants to do, which isn't the most expensive one, but he's... thinks it's going to work. And
you don't want to halfway do that, though. You want to just do it. Like, use the chemicals you're supposed to use.
No, but it's all in the timing of it, where you do it, and he's so meticulous. It's unbelievable, the program that he's got it all figured out exactly how he's going to do it. And if it doesn't work, they'll figure something else out that'll cost more, and then we may hear from them again.
That's when we'll hear from them. When they go to dredge, they'll become knocking.
Have Has Mark asked you to put money in the budget for that bitch fly stuff?
No. I mean, Laguna Joaquin's basically, in my mind, it's a drainage basin. And, you know, when it silts up to the point where it's no longer a good drainage basin, that's when we'll come to you guys for a project. But until then, you know, if they want to keep the, you know, RMA is welcome to mess the flora and the fauna in there. That's none of my concern. I'm more about sediment.
I could see if push comes to shove and we want to make everybody happy, we'd probably throw some money at it.
We did in 2021 and it worked.
Yeah.
Got salted out here. They solved the problem. You know, we didn't need to do a dredge project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like he's got it under control. And they had a couple weeks last year that were a problem, but they were a problem everywhere, not just at Laguna Joaquin. So he's confident he's got it under control.
Good. Well, I'll get with him to let him know that he's more than welcome as long as it's not spilling over.
Well, that was the question. Is this next rain going to cause it to spill over again?
Do we have a rain coming?
Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, well, if he hasn't done it yet, we can just let some out and make room. That's not a problem.
Yeah, get with him because he is anxious to get going on that. The longer he waits, apparently the more risk in what he's doing, the more.
Sure. Yeah. No. Understood. I'll get with him today.
Anything else, Martin?
No.
Michael?
No.
All right, we are good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia.